Hello and welcome to the first, I would say, official Rare podcast episode. I know there's like a trailer to kind of talk about yourself and what to expect with future episodes, but to me it's a little short and I really like to talk, so I wanted to take this first episode to really talk about why I am starting this podcast. And I did record one of this before, but the audio was just so bad. I didn't have a mic before, so it was kind of hard to hear me, especially if I wanted to add like the background music. But now that I have a mic, the quality and clarity should be so much better. So yeah, I am redoing this. I'm basically talking about why I'm doing a podcast, the reason, the name behind the podcast, and yeah, just talking a little bit about me and why I love podcasts. So to formally introduce myself, my name is Kevin. I am a proud gay Asian American who I'm in college, majoring in accounting, and I live in the United States, specifically in the crazy state of South Florida. And yeah, I have a huge love for podcasts. So with podcasts, I really enjoy listening to people's stories. I especially love story time. I think it's just really fun and to listen to different experiences. You know, you can also find ways to kind of relate to it. And it does make it very interesting when I'm like doing laundry or, kind of going on a walk. So that just explains, you know, my love for podcasts. And so for the reason why I started this podcast, it all started about, I would say, 3 weeks ago with 2020 and 2021. It obviously hasn't been the best year for anyone, especially last year, you know, getting hit with the pandemic. You know, all of us are adjusting to the new normal, and I know it hasn't been easy for a lot of people. Some financially, some relationship wise, some mentally. It has taken a toll, and it really has shown to me kind of everyone's true colors. So it's been kind of hard for me mentally, just because, you know, you're not able to go out. You know, it has changed my college experience. I did start going to college. I went to college 2 years ago at a community college. And now, last year, I finally am transferring to a university as a junior. And so I had a lot of hopes kind of going into this, you know, making more friends or new friends and, you know, joining clubs and kind of being part of the society and, you know, just kind of living that college experience that everyone is looking for. But for me, obviously, you know, with COVID, I haven't had that experience yet. Transferring to online school, trying to make friends has been a little hard. I mean, understandably, no one wants to die. No one wants to get sick. So, you know, everyone's being quarantined at home. We had a mandatory quarantine in Florida for like 1.5 to 2 months. You know, everyone was kind of like scared of each other, and, you know, we didn't know what to expect with this, you know, with COVID. So, you know, it makes sense to why we're all still kind of confused and struggling, you know, or, you know, trying to figure things out. So starting 2020 wasn't, again, obviously, to the best start, you know, with college. And then, you know, transferring over to 2021, there have been some, you know, changes, obviously, with how everything is. So with me, yeah, as I've said, I am a college student, and I am majoring in accounting. And as of people who are listening who are majoring in accounting, they should know that, or they do know that, it's not an easy subject to get through. Honestly, the classes are so short, so fast, and so condensed. To me, it's just so hard to really learn a subject when there's not enough time, and it's hard to also enjoy it. And I feel like, obviously, it is what it is. That's kind of also part of the college experience. So I'm just learning to accept that, you know, I'm going to get through it, learn the subject, pass the class, and then just move on. You know, when the time comes, obviously, use this, then I'll learn to use it again. And, you know, when I actually apply for a real fucking job. But yeah, so with that, I am taking 5 classes, or was. One class was early spring, and 3 were full term and the other one was half a semester. So with that, I knew my beginning semester was going to be a little bit challenging, especially taking accounting and 3 more classes. It was going to be a lot, very fast paced. But usually I do well, and I learn to just kind of pass and, you know, just to get through it. But, you know, with kind of COVID too, you know, the changing of online learning has really changed how I've learned and, you know, kind of digest information. It has made it kind of hard for me to really kind of sit down and kind of take the information and learn from it. Online, it's a little different for me, a little difficult to learn. Definitely something I can get through, but to really understand it is just a big no. So with that, I was taking this theory class, which I was borderline passing. I had like a 72, which was like just the minimum to pass. And I had one more final left, and that was about 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago now. And, you know, I've been studying really hard for it, understanding that if I don't pass this class, I have to go take a competency test, meaning that I have to take another test in order to retake the accounting class again, which is not something I want to do, because why, you know, it's like, why fail a class to then have to take a different test to take this class again when I could just study hard and pass this class and then just move on to theory 2. So I've been studying really hard for that. And I also help my parents at the salon that they own, and you know, we've been getting kind of busy, but we're also short staff, so I've been there most of my time now trying to manage the business and just trying to help. And you know, it's been kind of hard going to school full time and helping, you know, my parents, you know, kind of help manage the salon, you know. So with that, it didn't give me much time to kind of do what I wanted to do. I didn't eat so much, and again, it just made it really hard for my mental health and my physical health. I've lost a lot of weight, and I know it's not a good thing to do, and you know, it's just something that you don't realize. Like, again, I wake up in the morning to go to school. I mean, not to go to school, to go to work. Then, you know, I work all day, about 10 to 12 hours to kind of help, you know, again, my parents. Then I go home, and then, you know, I eat and things like that. But then I do homework, and it's already like 9 to 10 o'clock. You know, and then I'm tired at that point physically trying to help them on certain days. And then, you know, I sleep, and then I repeat the day. I alternate with school, and then I alternate with work. And, you know, my day is just kind of mixed, you know, especially with COVID too. I'm not going out so much, so you know, every day just feels like the same day. So yeah, with that, I've been losing weight, and you know, I've noticed that once again, clients have told me that I've lost weight. So again, 2 weeks ago, I've been trying to pick that back up, and I told myself once I take this exam, I'm going to take my time to really eat and work out and kind of, you know, build myself back up. So with that, I had a lot of plans, you know, again, after taking my final exam for theory 1 of accounting. But with my luck, I was involved 3 weeks ago in a car accident. So with this, I was So I was exiting off a highway. I just got my hair cut, which is about 30 minutes away. But this guy does my hair, or cuts my hair, very well. And I don't go to anyone else as of now. But yeah, so basically I was driving on the way home. And then I was, you know, that's, you know, when you, I don't know what you call it, but it's basically I'm exiting off the highway to go to the main road home. So I was basically at the stoplight. I was on the right lane waiting to turn left. And there were like 3-4 cars in front of me. There was a full of cars to my left. And I was just chilling there, listening to the radio, just, you know, waiting to go home. I was only 5 minutes. And next thing you know, there was this old lady driving her car, and she basically rear-ended me. She hit my car so hard. She was going like around 50 miles per hour. And it was that hard to where she hit her head on the windshield. To me, you know, I mean, I feel really bad for her, because that's, again, very dangerous on her end too, and her health. You know, she's a much older lady, and for her to hit her head like that can cause severe damage, I think, you know, to her brain and, you know, to her physically. But yeah, with that, she rear-ended my car. Her car was a total loss. My car was still kind of fixable. She just hit like the lower right part. I was talking to a couple of people who were fixing my car, and they basically said that like to hit this kind of part of your car means that she must have hit you really hard. So obviously, you know, it was a lot to pay for. You know, so with that, you know, it did take a toll on my body. You know, I had a huge whiplash. My shoulders was in pain. My upper back and my mid back was in a lot of pain. So this was just a lot on me. I really didn't know kind of like what to do, you know, after that. Like, again, I was just feeling worse and worse and worse. So obviously I'm going to the chiropractor and I'm getting treated, you know, to get myself back up. But with that, it means that I'm not able to work out for like about, honestly, I would say about 4 to 6 months. Again, depending on my health, you know, they told me that your body fully heals from a car accident, especially with the whiplash, in about 6 months to fully kind of get your body back together from, because, you know, when you get hit, like your body's like getting, your muscles are like teared up. So now it's trying to repair itself. And then again, with that, it does take time. Well, that meant that I wasn't able to work out. You know, things I've planned to do, now I have to put on a halt. Couldn't do anything physical, couldn't do anything that involved a lot of, yeah, like labor in terms of like carrying things, you know. So at that point too, it's like, man, I can't, you know, I can still diet and, you know, again, eat more and, you know, keep myself healthy, but now I can't kind of build muscle and do things that I originally wanted to do. So kind of imagine this so far. I am dealing with the car accident, the damages from the car accident, and, you know, now the after effects of it. With that too, after, you know, again, trying to study for my exam, which has been hard, you know, because again, I'm in a lot of pain, I ended up failing my, well, not failing, well, I technically did fail, yeah, my theory class. I was like 2-3 points away from a, like the passing grade, a C, like a C, but I fell short. I got like a D on the exam, and so at the end my final grade was a D+. And you know, that mentally hit me hard too, because again, I'm going through so much already with the car accident, and then, you know, not feeling great with my mental health, you know, again, with my body and things like that. So now to add a failing grade on top of that, a failing course, it really hit me hard, because I've never failed a course, and I found this so embarrassing, and I was just so upset at myself, because I think I overdid it, you know, with working so hard, with taking so many classes before. You know, failing this class just added more stress than I needed. And yeah, I just felt kind of lost at that point. I really didn't know what to do. I just felt like life was kind of meaningless. It's like, now what am I doing? I felt like I couldn't do anything productive. You know, I don't have any hobbies. I'm not like people who like play sports, or, you know, are into like really into gaming, or again, find things that they can do, like even stocks. Like, I'm not into any of those as of now, you know, and just, it's not something that, I don't have any hobbies I feel like I could do in the meantime, you know, while I'm waiting to kind of think about to get myself back up. And so I was actually talking to a friend about this, and she told me something that I really didn't think of. She was like, what? Well, like, I was explaining to her all these problems I was facing, but then she told me, like, okay, what can you do now? Let's talk about things you can do. Let's not talk about things you can't do. So with that, you know, I told myself, you know, you're right. What can I do right now? What can I do to make myself better? Because at the end of the day, this accident, failing this course, and, you know, with everything, you know, COVID and all that stuff, like, it's something that you just can't fix. It already happened, and now we just kind of have to get up and move forward. And so, you know, I told myself, you know what, I did fail the class, but the worst thing is just to retake it. You know, yes, I'm in a lot of pain, and, you know, I am going to the chiropractor to, you know, help fix it, but at that point too, it's like, now, you know, you can't reverse the damages that was done to your body. You just gotta move forward and wait until the time comes for you to work out again. And so, you know, I told myself, okay, I don't have a hobby, I don't really have anything besides shopping that I love to do, so let's take this time to do something that I like. I've always wanted to do a podcast. Even though I'm scared to do one, I've always wanted to do it. I said, you know what, life is short. Let's do something different. Let's do something out of your comfort zone, and let's do something that you might like. So I said, you know what, let's like do a hobby. Let's do something that I am interested in, and let's give it a try. And so I am here now, basically, you know, talking to this mic and, you know, giving this little episode podcast. And yeah, so far I think this is something I hopefully would like to do again in the future. I think everything kind of happens for a reason. Maybe this is something I kind of needed to do to kind of find a hobby, and I do kind of find this therapeutic. You know, you are talking to a mic kind of about your feelings and kind of ranting, and yeah. But basically with this, I really want to talk about kind of me and, you know, my experiences. Again, me being gay and, you know, being an Asian American and, you know, being a college student, I feel like there's something that everyone can kind of relate to. And even with podcasts, I couldn't really find anything that kind of fit my criteria, or even there weren't topics or episodes that I could listen to that kind of pertain to that. So hopefully with this podcast, moving forward, I really want to talk about me, my situations, even what I deal with, even, you know, again, me working kind of or helping my parents out as a man or as a receptionist for a salon. I deal with a lot of fucking crazy people, and that's definitely something I do want to talk about too in the future, and all the crazy client complaints that I've ever had and customer experiences. But yeah, so with this, hopefully people can relate to it listening, and people can just kind of understand the struggles that I go through, and, you know, hopefully listening to this can help them kind of get through what they're going through. That's kind of all the reasons why I wanted to do a podcast, is to kind of give my voice and to give the listeners something, you know, to relate to. Again, this world isn't perfect and nothing is fair. And so, you know, I want, like, even with me, I like to hear stories too about people's struggles, just to understand that, you know what, you're not the only one going through this. There are also people going through this as well, and maybe you can find a way to relate to this and to cope with this better. So yeah, my takeaway from this is to hopefully everyone can kind of gain a little bit of something from my experience. And so yeah, that's the reason why I am starting this podcast. And as for the name of the podcast, I love Selena Gomez. Basically, Selena Gomez is someone I look up to. She is my idol. She is someone I just love listening to. She has helped me, especially through COVID and, you know, going through what I've been through so far in 2021. You know, her music has really helped me a lot. So hopefully, yeah, so basically I called this, you know, the Rare Podcast to talk about why, you know, she is, you know, she's so amazing. Again, Rare is an album that she did come out with last year, and it's the word rare is something I can definitely relate to. And I think with this podcast channel too, I want people to understand that everyone is rare. Everyone is has their individuality, and that everyone is different. But we all can kind of relate somehow. So hopefully with this, again, podcast, everyone can kind of find their own uniqueness and can kind of relate at the same time. And yeah, this kind of concludes my little rant / episode introduction, whatever you want to call it, about my podcast. So for those listening, welcome to the Rare Podcast. And stay tuned for future episodes, and I hope everyone has a good day. Thank you so much for listening.